Now, I was at the 9 o'clock service receiving communion because I believe personally receiving communion is important before I do baptism. And I just found that my eyes kept going in one direction. So I'm going to move out of the way and let all your eyes wander in one direction, or else you just won't listen to me. We have some wonderful people in this church, ladies and young people, I had no idea who did them this week, who do our flowers. And I just thought how they spoke of brightness, the brightness and joy today of Jocelyn and Maisie's baptism. So I'm going to get out of the way, and then hopefully then you won't be distracted when I want to talk to you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the Bible and for the word it brings. Help us to learn more of you today. Amen. Now, hopefully either between me or Alan, these will move on gradually. The theme today is Jesus died for us. Today's theme is Jesus died for us. However, what does that mean and why? God's love, rest, hope, and peace, and ... which anybody who's academically realizes, but maybe not to everybody, ... means and more and more and more. So in Matthew 11:28, Jesus calls the crowds, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Exactly what Linda was talking about earlier. Now, Linda and I did not actually compare notes. God is wonderful sometimes, most of the time, all the time. In today's society, where there are so many pressures around and so many responsibilities, it is encouraging that Jesus is there for us. There are the questions, is my work secure? What is happening in world politics? And I would imagine, having watched many parents, having not been blessed that way, but having watched many, the challenge of bringing up children. It can be a delight, but can be quite challenging. Now, there'll be many opportunities for Simon and Narichi to smile as Jocelyn grows up, and for Eleanor and Michael seeing Maisie as part of their family with Ollie and Robin. In our reading from Peter, Peter encourages his readers to always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that you have. Yeah, it's fantastic. Jesus gives us hope. He gives us rest and hope. But what a price he paid for us to be able to be assured of this rest and hope. I would also add another important phrase to those two promises. Words of Jesus found in the Gospel of John. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And those are words that Jesus shared with his disciples when he was preparing to die on the cross and he knew what was coming next. So rest, hope, and peace, amongst many others, are all part of God's love for us. Let's look at how the world sees the Christian story. I think at times it can be a bit of pick and mix. We choose the bits we like. I was taking an assembly at school recently, and it was about making choices. So I decided to make one of the challenges a bit difficult. And I asked them, which part of the Christian story do you like best, Christmas or Easter? So we had Christmas, and then we had Easter. Now, I wonder, you wouldn't be surprised, would you? I wonder anybody'd like to suggest, which one got the majority vote? Yes, Christmas. The children's reasoning: they liked receiving presents. But others did go for Easter. They liked Easter eggs. Some chose Christmas because it was Jesus' birthday. And one, when asked Easter, I don't know if he goes to church, but I do know Linda takes RE Inspired into Woodley C of E Primary School, actually said, because that's when Jesus died for us. Right, so we get to the next slide. Yes, it does seem easier, doesn't it, to celebrate the birth of Jesus than he died on a cross. But why did he die on a cross? So that we might be forgiven and our relationship with God renewed. We only need to ask, when do most people visit church? And the answer is at Christmas. We put on 2 Christingle services. We can squeeze the chairs up more than we have now, and we still have people sitting in the lounge. Easter? Not very many people seem to find Easter a reason for visiting church if they're not regular churchgoers. Yet, where would we be if the story of Jesus stopped at his birth? A nice story of angels? Visiting Mary and the shepherds? As shepherds and wise men coming to Jesus? Or what if we journeyed on until he was the age of 12? He went with his parents up to Jerusalem to the temple, the biggest religious place. He was having such a good time that when they all got together in their walking route to walk home because there were no cars, somehow he got left behind. And it took 3 days. His parents had walked a day, they had to walk a day back, and then it took another day for them to be found. I can just imagine your face if you lost Maisie, Ollie or Robin round the supermarket shelves. Or if Jocelyn gets lost round the supermarket shelves. It wouldn't be 3 days, it'd be minutes, and you'd be going, where is she? Where is he? Oh, help! Well, that might be nice, another story, wouldn't it? Or if we carried the accounts of Jesus on to how he cared for the sick and the outcasts of society. All of them are fantastic stories. But if everything stopped there, the Bible would be an account of interesting things that happened to Jesus. But the thing is, the hardest thing is this cross. And he died on the cross. He was God come down to earth. He died on the cross, not because he'd done anything wrong, but for us. And the whole event of the Bible, the whole gospel story, wouldn't be what we have today if he hadn't. The gospel message is the good news that Jesus came and died for us and rose from the cross, that we might be forgiven and come to God as God our Father. Forgiveness, one might ask, what for? Surely we haven't done anything majorly wrong. Why does our forgiveness take Jesus having to go to the cross? Our relationship with God without Jesus' death and resurrection would be broken. For generations, God had been warning the Jews not to worship idols, to follow him only. Yet they kept failing. How many prophets was God going to have to send? Now you might say, but I don't worship an idol. I don't have a cast thing in my house. Actually, what about money? Now, money isn't wrong because we couldn't live without it. It's whether money comes first in our life and is the most important thing in our life. Oh, I wonder how many people follow a sports team. There's absolutely nothing wrong in following a sports team. There's nothing wrong in travelling to Australia to watch cricket or Europe to watch football. But some followers don't half seem to get very crazy about it. They're virtually worshipping the football team. For the older members of the congregation, I'm not sure about Elvis is so well known amongst the younger ones. I was 17 when Elvis died, and yet people still go over to America to basically worship him. Yeah, go and find out where he lived. That's history. So yes, we do have idols in society if we're not careful. So, baptism. I asked some hard questions today. from Jocelyn and Maisie's parents and godparents. They were first asked, would they help them to take their place within the life and worship of Christ Church? And the response was, with the help of God, we will. Yes, they will need God's help bringing up children. It can be a challenge at times and very often a joy. We can have that help when we are in a right relationship with God. God has shown his great love for us by sending Jesus to die and rise again. We need to accept that love. And as a sign of that acceptance, the parents and godparents were asked the following questions. Do you turn away from sin? Do you reject evil? Do you turn to Christ as Saviour? Do you trust him as Lord? Questions we all need to ask and affirm in the words, I do. To remind ourselves of how our relationship to God should be. We are responding to a God who absolutely loves us. Jeremy was preaching to our congregation last week, and he was faced with the challenge, what does it mean for wives to submit to their husbands? Now, the thing is, submit has many various meanings. When I was on placement in Tilehurst, the baptism words still used the phrase, do you submit to Christ as Lord? Today's service uses the words, do you trust him as Lord? I used to have to clearly explain that submission in this sense is not because God demands too much from us, but we are submitting because God has already shown his great love for us. We are, in other words, wanting to do what God wants of us because we know God will only ask what a God of love will ask, and we respond to that love. The words of trust that we used might not quite reflect that, but if you trust somebody, then we'll want to respond to them. We will want to come and seek their guidance. Even more should we want to come to God and seek his guidance. If we truly want to live in a relationship with God, which we have because of Jesus' death and resurrection, then our response to God's love needs to include being willing to say, I do, to the questions, do you turn away from sin? Do you reject evil? Do you turn to Christ as Saviour? Do you trust him as Lord? Having acknowledged we trust Jesus because he is our Saviour, what about the two harder questions? Do you turn away from sin? In relation to sin, we come to confession, and one of those confessions states, we acknowledge that we are all sinners. We turn from the wrong that we have thought and said and done, and are mindful of all that we have failed to do. Your sin isn't just about doing something majorly wrong, like murder or stealing, or so sadly, as we heard this today in the news, children thinking it was the right thing to do, go and throw acid in people's faces. That is sin, and the wonderful thing is, if they ever realise the mistake they made, God is there to actually forgive them. But I wonder when you lost your temper with somebody. I wonder when perhaps you saw somebody you thought, maybe they might like my help. Oh no, I'm sorry, but I've got a bus to catch. Or you haven't got a bus to catch, you're just busy. These words I've just said acknowledge that sin is sometimes saying and doing the wrong things, but sometimes it's also not doing what we know God would want us to do. So, the one that I always struggle as I sit with the baptism parents to try and move to, what does rejecting evil mean? Rejecting anything that isn't good, but that seems the same as turning away from sin. Turning from evil is about acknowledging that as well as the good news that Jesus came to die for us, that the devil is still active in this world. The devil is there to tempt us away from God. Some even try tarot cards, Ouija boards. We're acknowledging that we turn our backs on evil and turn to good. So God's love, rest, hope, peace, and everything else he gives us. Why can we do all of this? For as we started with God's love, brings us rest, hope, and peace. God's love brings us rest, hope, and peace. We can be assured of that because Jesus died and rose again so that we can be in a relationship with God. Our response needs to be one of turning away from sin, rejecting evil, and trusting God. This is the journey that Maisie and Jocelyn started today, and that their parents and godparents have promised to help them along. Now, I'd like to speak to the godparents for a minute. When it's Jocelyn or Maisie's birthday, I'm sure you will send them a birthday card. Why not this time next year send them a card to celebrate their baptism? And keep doing it. And actually, as they get older, they might then ask you, what's this all about? And you can tell them about being here today. But why? Why, Auntie, Uncle? And actually, that helps the parents, because they're bound to be asking the parents why, but you're there to help them. And we do have great material that we can guide you to if you ever want to contact us that can help you to let the children learn how to pray. Now, speaking to godparents and parents all together. We're all on that journey together. Everybody in that our congregation today said, we are here with you. So, why not come to one of our all-age services? They're held on a monthly basis. Why not come to Messy Church? Okay, the little sleeping beauty over here might be a bit young for Messy Church, but she can always bring Ollie and Robin with her. And we can then journey that journey with you. We have a good toddler group. We have a good preschool. And then as they grow older, welcome you all into our family. We're all there to help you. And remember, we're only here to help you because Jesus died on the cross and rose again. Story didn't stop at his death. And rose again so that we might all be forgiven and all know that in Jesus we can have rest, hope, peace, and all the other things Jesus promises us. Let us pray. Father God, help us to come to you. Help us to learn how to say sorry and seek your forgiveness. And we thank you that you give us rest, hope, peace, and are there walking with us day by day. We pray for Jocelyn and Maisie as they start this journey. Amen.